Pablo waited until the black man disappeared down the road before turning and heading back toward the farm. It would be a bold trick, and one that could easily get him shot if he were to fail at it. But he needed a horse. It took the better part of an hour to get there, because of the old ache in his right hip, and because he still hadn't fully regained all of his strength. Sweat trickled down his neck and over his ribs, and soaked his shirt. The farm sat back off the road, down a lane where wagon tracks had scored the grass. He walked down that way toward the house. There were three other buildings besides the house, a chicken coop, a corn crib, and a tool shed. But what interested him most was the corral where the horses were standing, watching him, their ears up, their noses snuffling the air. One in particular caught his eye, a nice, tall clay bank with black stockings. He walked up to the house, pretending not to notice the horses. There seemed no one about, but he must make sure. He removed his sombrero and pulled the pistol, hiding it behind the hat. He knocked on the door and waited, standing, holding his hat and the pistol in his hands. In a few moments, he heard footsteps from inside, and then the door opened. A man with a napkin hanging from the front of his shirt stood there, looking at him.
Yeah? What do you want?
I am sorry, senor, to have to trouble you, especially at the hour of your dinner. But I could use a drink of water.
The man looked at him, then looked beyond him to see if there was someone else with him. Then he looked back at him. He was a large man with a full head of hair the color of rust. He had a meaty face and a thick neck and round, heavy shoulders.
You lost? I don't know of any Mexicans around this part of the country. You must be lost.
See, maybe a little, senor.
Well, I reckon you can go over and pump yourself up some water. But you get on down the road as soon as you finish getting a drink. You understand me?
Si, senor. I understand.
The man stood there, waiting for him to retreat. It had been a long time since Pablo had done this sort of thing. He had to give it a little thought to see exactly how he should do it. The man didn't look like he would just give him one of his horses if he asked. Something had to happen. He was thinking that maybe he should just pull the pistol out from behind the hat and take his chances that the man would not notice that there were no bullets in it. Then, just as he was thinking about it, he heard a woman's voice from inside.
Edwin, who is at the door?
The man turned part way to look back into the room.
Just some old damn Mexican begging a little water.
When he turned back around, Pablo had the big dragoon pistol aimed at his face.
What?
Please, senor. Not so loud. Your wife will hear and come see you like this. I only need a horse and a saddle. Not too much to ask in exchange for your life, eh?
The man shook his head.
Good. Tell her you are going to be outside for a little while, and that when you are finished, you will come back in and finish your dinner. Tell her that everything is all right.
Elsa, I'm going outside for a few minutes to take care of something.
Well, don't be too long. Your dinner will get cold.
The man stepped outside.
I am going to put my pistol back under my hat in case your woman looks out. But I can get it back out again quick if I have to. You believe that I can do it?
Yep.
Good. Then let's go pick out a horse.
It was the claybank mare that had caught Pablo's eye earlier.
I'll take the claybank, senor. She looks like she can run pretty fast. I will need a saddle, too.
They're inside the shed. Take whichever one you want.
They stepped inside the shed.
That one will do.
That's my best saddle!
That is why I picked it. Would you please put it on that pretty mare for me?
The man picked up the saddle, and they walked back outside.
You sure must know horses. This one cost me $500.
Yes, I've always had a good eye for them.
The man finished saddling the horse and led her out of the corral.
Anything else you'd like to steal from me while you're here?
Consider the horse a loan, senor. What is your name?
Edwin Black.
Well, Senor Edwin Black, I will see that your horse is returned to you when I have finished my business.
Pablo could see the look of mistrust in the man's eyes.
Believe what you like, senor. But I am a man of honor, and will return your horse if I am still alive to do it.
The man watched with growing dejection as Pablo climbed up in the saddle and took up the reins. Pablo made the mare sidestep first this way, then that. It was a well-behaved horse.
Now, one more thing I need from you, senor.
What?
Do you have a rifle?
Well, what if I said I didn't?
I would not believe you.
No, I didn't think so.
Call to your woman and tell her to bring it.
Elsa! Can you bring me my rifle?
She appeared in the door.
Is there something wrong?
No, just bring my rifle.
She looked at Pablo, then at her husband. Then she turned and went back inside the house and returned in a few moments, carrying the rifle. It was a heavy brass-fitted Winchester repeater. The man started to take it from her.
Here, let me see it.
What's going on here, Edwin?
Just that this man has stealed my best horse and saddle and now my rifle, that's all.
What?
Just be quiet, okay?
I will also need some bullets for it.
The woman looked at her husband.
Go and get him a box of shells.
This time she didn't argue. When she returned, Pablo took some of the shells and loaded them into the rifle, and the rest he put in his coat pocket. Things were looking better now that he had a horse and a gun with bullets. Pablo took out the old walker and tossed it to the man.
Here, you can have this. I doubt I would ever be able to find any bullets to fit it.
The man took the walker and looked at it, then held it down along his leg, knowing it was of no use to him.
I will see that your horse gets returned to you as soon as I am finished with my business, and your saddle as well.
What about the rifle?
If I can, that's yet to be seen.
Pablo walked the horse back up the trace that led to the road.
Are you going to go after him and get back your horse and saddle and gun?
No, I'm going to go eat the rest of my dinner.
Then you're just going to let him steal from us?
He's got the rifle, not me. You want me to get shot by my own rifle?
He's just an old man.
Maybe he is, but he looks like a man who's done this kind of thing before. He tricked me with an old pistol that didn't even have any bullets in it. That took some nerve. I could have shot him dead if I'd known. Son of a bitch has some nerve.
Pablo smiled at the words and touched heels to the mare and put her into a nice trot. Memories of the old days racing through his mind, his blood afire.